Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Thanks very much for joining us. We're going to hook up with our NFL correspondent in a matter of seconds. He is Kostaki Economopoulos. And I think we have Kostaki on the line right now. Mr. Economopoulos, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, hi.
Kostaki.
How are you, buddy?
How are you guys? Great.
It sounds like you're somewhere other than New York City.
Yeah, sorry about that. I am in New York, and maybe because of the distant trailings of a hurricane, I don't have a landline today.
Huh.
I don't know what happened.
Well, you know, you have to pay your phone bill.
I checked that. Actually, that was the first thing I checked.
My white trash upbringing, whenever the lights go out,
did we pay the bill? Hey, darling, did we pay the bill?
Well, you sound okay, Kostaki. Now, right, you are our official NFL correspondent. We're very excited. The season starting on Thursday. We should explain you have a slight bias. You are an Atlanta fan.
Yes.
Which you don't hide. Chick McGee, of course, a Washington Redskins fan.
That I try to hide at every opportunity.
Are you an Atlanta Braves fan, too, Kostaki?
I'm not a baseball guy.
Okay.
So I kind of like them in theory. I'm a Georgia Bulldogs fan. They had a nice big Saturday.
Kostaki, would you say that Atlanta is more a Braves town or a Falcons town?
I would say Falcons, but, you know, I'm not really in that baseball world. There are some real hardcore baseball
players. Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Well, the Braves might be getting a little more football-y if they hire Tim Tebow.
That's the buzz, right?
Yeah,
that's fun.
That's the update.
I saw the quote, Tim Tebow said he closes the door on football. I'm like, wait, didn't football close the door on you? Football's closed so many doors on Tebow, it's like a Benny Hill sketch.
That is a lesson in the power of positive thinking, isn't it? Yeah. Well, I'm gonna do away with football. I'd like to announce that I'm not going to play in the NFL either. How about
that? Right.
Yeah. Now, Chick still has 4 years of college eligibility.
That's right. Who Tom thinks that's always hilarious.
Well, no, I mean,
Tom, you still have 4 years of eligibility.
Every once in a while, you'll see the story about some guy, you know, some 45-year-old guy goes back to college and ends up making the team. I love stories like that.
Yeah.
But I think it's interesting. If you look at the guys that are making a lot of NFL news.
I'd like to be a long snapper.
Johnny Manziel, Tim Tebow.
Right.
It seems so odd that some of the guys that are no longer involved seem to get all the headlines.
It's
those guys are kind of polar opposites.
Yeah.
Tim Tebow, kind of a really good white hat guy. And then
He really is. I saw him talking the other day. He's a very impressive character.
Yeah.
He's a real deal, you know.
I wish him the best.
I think, though, that, you know, you can make it in the Baseball Hall of Fame if you only bat 300. Maybe that's why Tebow thinks he can play baseball. That's his completion percentage, right?
Wow.
3 out of 10.
Just when you thought he was going to say something nice.
3 for 10, you make the All-Star team. Yeah?
That's right.
Not bad. Well, that's funny.
Jake, was that your closer? It's okay. We can move on.
I just pictured him turning the page in the notebook. I didn't know.
Maybe he wrote down huge applause break.
There you go.
I don't know if you heard, Colin Kaepernick didn't stand for the national anthem.
Really?
Yeah, kind of a story.
It's become kind of a thing. Yeah.
Kind of a thing. Like, Colin, we got it backwards. We want you to stand for the national anthem, then sit for the game. And I think he has an interesting point. I just don't think this is the best way to get it across. You know, people are offended. For once, he moved an offense, so that's good.
He moved an offense.
It's actually gotten kind of weird because he was wearing socks.
Mm-hmm.
That had said something about police were pigs, and now the police union's threatening to not do security at the game.
I know. He thinks he can move the ball in race. He can't move the ball in the Packers. You know, he wants to beat back oppression. Hey, let's beat out Blaine Gabbert first, one step at a time.
whoa, yeah. Slow down a minute, yeah.
His hair is crazy.
He's got like a 1975 afro.
I think it's back, right? Isn't the afro back?
I think it is. I guess he refuses to stand for the anthem or sit for the barber. I think he misunderstood. The criticism was never that he can't throw, you see. He can throw.
Oh, okay. What'd you put next to that one?
Possible
short applause break.
Don't
groans,
ever.
Chuckle.
Trust me, I'm your friend, Kostaki. Don't say that again. Okay.
The ones? Okay. All
right. If you're doing this on other radio stations, scratch that one out.
Teddy Bridgewater blew out his knee. That's the big story.
That was sad. Yeah.
Out for the season. Teddy Bridgewater has always sounded to me like a nickname for Ted Kennedy.
Hey, did you see that?
Hey, here comes old Teddy Bridgewater.
They're finally making the Chappaquiddick movie.
Yep.
I didn't see that.
A little bit late. And the only reason I know it is because Jim Gaffigan is going to be in it. He's not going to be playing Teddy Kennedy.
No, he's not
going to
be Ted Kennedy. Probably a press secretary.
Do you know who is?
I'm not sure who it is. But they're finally making the Chappaquiddick story. It seems like they should have done that about, 40 years ago.
Right.
40 years ago, yes.
Mm-hmm. Kostaki, don't you love it when somebody brings up the fact that other comedians are getting film roles?
Well, you could play, you could play a wisecracking reporter.
Have you ever gone out on a film or a play or television audition, Kostaki?
No. I did some acting, in air quotes, when I was a writer for BET, and I hated it so much. I was like, okay, this is not my thing.
I'm guessing you were usually cast as the white guy.
I was cast as the white guy every time.
Oh, he had a diverse portfolio. You know, he played accountant once, and
that's right.
I think accountant number two.
And innocent bystander three. Remember that?
A cashier with stick up his ass. Yes, that's me. Okay.
Well, Kostaki, we're going to have to stick you on hold for a second, if you don't mind.
All right.
We've got some things we have to get to.
Stocky part two coming up.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are live at the Napa Auto Parts Studios. You know what bear spray is?
Some spray to keep bears away?
I just hope it works better than mosquito repellent. That's all I got to say. Well,
coming up, we have bear spray in the news, except...
I had a bad week.
This gets better. The word bear spray is in the headline.
Uh-huh.
And the word pants, as in... spraying in your pants.
Christy, you think you got Zika? You got a little Zika?
I might have a little Zika.
Speaking of...
odds are.
Touch of the Zeke.
How do I get from that to our guest, Kostaki Economopoulos? I don't know. We're joined by the Bob and Tom NFL correspondent here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios.
Here he is.
Kostaki Economopoulos in New York City. Sadly, on a kind of a rough cell phone, apparently. Your phone's out.
Yeah, my phone's out. I didn't even know they still went out. What's happening?
The lines. Now, Kostaki, where were we? We were discussing Thursday's opening of the NFL season.
I'm excited. It's finally back.
By the way, Kostaki, I was saying that it just strikes me as being so funny during the offseason that the players you hear about the most are two who aren't playing, which I think would be Tim Tebow and Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel apparently has re-registered at Texas A&M?
Yeah, he's going back to school there.
No, he can't play again, right? I mean, once you've played pro,
you can't go back, Tom. No.
Well, I mean, the Olympics aren't for amateurs anymore. I don't know how this works.
That's a good point.
A good point. He's played college football. He's signed a contract with the NFL. He can't go back.
They took away Jim Thorpe's medals. Have they ever given those back, by the way?
That's the real injustice going on in America today.
It's probably racist.
Reinstate Jim Thorpe.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thorpe. That makes my Benny Hill sketch reference seem new.
I'm sorry. You referenced Benny Hill?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
We happen to be in the presence of one of the biggest Benny Hill fans in the history of the world.
That's
ladies
right.
and gentlemen, Josh Arnold.
Yep. Love him.
Oh, great stuff. I agree. I'm sorry.
I agree, too. No, why can't we bring that back? If we're bringing
well,
back
he's deceased.
I'll do my best, Kostaki.
Why can't where is the Benny Hill movie biography? Where is that?
Everybody silent. I am working on it. Brendan Gleeson, I think, would make a fine Benny Hill.
Brendan Gleeson.
That would be he would be perfect
yes,
for
so
that.
I,
reference. What is he?
Help
been?
Me
is
with
it
that. Bruce? Brendan Gleeson.
Oh yeah,
he's terrific. Mm-hmm. You'd recognize him right away. He's been in a bunch of great movies.
All right.
Kostaki, did you ever play football?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Not at an organized level. I loved it in the backyard. We played for years.
Yeah.
Did you ever play accordion?
I played chess.
Okay. All right.
I was a speed chess champion, the opposite of football.
Okay.
Yeah. I had knee problems, actually. I played soccer.
Sure you did, Kostaki. That's why you didn't play. You didn't even play high school football?
I didn't. I had some knee problems in eighth grade. I was done with my athletic career in the eighth grade.
Thus the chess.
We didn't miss much, believe me.
You know, I played high school football on a very good team.
Didn't we you, talked about that.
That I had nothing to do with.
Didn't you get a touchdown once?
No, but I scored an extra
right?
point.
Extra
I scored
point.
A two-point conversion.
Very nice.
But you were big for your age, right?
I have basically been 20 or 30 pounds, what I weigh now, actually, 20 or 30 pounds of this size since fifth grade. So I've basically been 6'2", 220 to 250 since I was in sixth or seventh grade.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a hilarious image. Please post a photo of that era.
And I never took anything seriously.
Don't you find that hard to believe?
Yeah.
By the way,
that fun?
Our guest Kostaki Konomopoulos will be live at the Laughing Derby in Louisville coming up September 15th through the 17th.
Awesome.
Look forward to seeing Kostaki live. Great
that.
Live performer, and he doesn't do too much about football because he doesn't want everyone to hate him.
Kostaki, I've said this many times. When I come back my next life, I'm not going to tell anyone who my favorite NFL team is. Not a soul.
I think that's best.
Yeah, I think it is best.
Chick has a couple new Redskins tattoos, by the way, Kostaki.
I do.
I've seen those.
I do.
I think that's awesome.
Why don't you get a step up, and how about a big fuck? How about a big falcon on your chest? Yeah.
What does that sound? Is that your falcon impression?
Yes. Does your wife, is she a fan?
No, but she does own a falcon shirt. That's as far as I've gotten her so far.
Is she an NFL fan at all, or does she have a different team?
Not really. No. I'm just trying to bring her around to like the whole thing.
Are you a big fan of the jersey as a something to wear while they're sleeping? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I am, actually. I should try to pull that off.
Yeah.
Hey,
why don't you try that?
Yeah. Well, don't. For God's sake, if you leave it on, it's kind of creepy.
You can't not be funny.
You may want to close your eyes because I'm going to be staring at your number. Now, Kostaki.
This just in. Tony Romo sneezed and broke his back again.
Poor guy.
Yeah, I think he might be. I think he might be done, Kostaki. What do you think?
It's ridiculous. I feel bad for him. Tony Romo's back holds up about as well as the movie Porky's.
Okay.
The $6 million man was made out of titanium. Tony Romo, $100 million, made out of pretzel sticks.
Go, Kostaki, go, baby.
And then the Broncos signed Mark Sanchez. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, did you hear the Mexicans built a wall to keep him out?
Wow. Nice.
And they paid for it themselves.
Wow. They certainly don't like him, I guess, huh? Now, Kostaki, would you consider getting a Falcons tattoo?
No. I like the idea of tattoos, but like I get tired of posters. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But you've been a lifelong fan.
I have been a lifelong.
I tell you, we'd be happy to spring for it here in the Bob and Tom program.
Absolutely.
Oh, really? That's an interesting offer.
If your team makes it to the Super Bowl, how about that?
Oh.
How about a University of Georgia tattoo?
Yeah, that's probably a little more forever. You know.
He went there.
Would you get?
Yeah, they can't sell the team to anybody else.
That team's going to be good.
How about a big bulldog on your back? Yeah,
maybe on your bicep. We wouldn't use your chest moving arm. That's the right one, right? That's the giving up
that
all
was
hope.
Good.
I'm not enjoying this line of questioning. Right
okay,
now.
I'm sorry. Well, Kostaki, if you want to fire away with the closer, we're ready.
All right, let's see.
Or you can do some rapid fire stuff.
A couple right. more minutes.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, we have got a few more minutes. I'm sorry.
Don't change your name to Kostaki Zany quite yet.
Yeah, you know, Josh Arnold's here every day. You know that, right?
Kostaki Zany, I like that concept. That'd be a good tour. You guys should go out together. That'd be funny.
You guys have done shows before, right?
We have. I love Josh. Yeah. We found each other in, I want to say, St. Louis through mutual friends.
No, you and Zany is who I
was saying. Oh, me and Zany. Oh, yeah. Of course. I love that.
You and Zany and Josh. There you go.
I've known Zany for like 25 years. I remember asking him, this is a legit memory. When I first started, I was emceeing for him, I want to say, Crackers in Indianapolis. And I was asking him if you should book flights way ahead of time, if you save money doing that. And of course, Zany quickly said, no, you really should wait and book day of. That's better.
Insinuating that it would not necessarily be there for you.
That's how new I was, but I wasn't sure how to book flights yet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was talking to Bob Zany. Known him forever. By the way, Tony Romo gets hurt more than Lena Dunham. I don't know if you see this story.
That's a lot of pain. Yeah.
That's weird. She sat next to Odell Beckham Jr. at a gala event wasn't interested.
He didn't hit on her. He was looking at his cell phone throughout the thing.
Right. And she wrote this whole thing. It blew up into this giant disaster. Everyone got mad. And by the way, getting ignored by an NFL big shot at a star-studded gala in New York City. Congratulations, Lena. You've achieved the highest level of white people problem.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't think he knew who she was. I mean, unless you've watched Girls on HBO, you're not going to know who she
was. He's not the demo. The only reason I know who she is because my wife loved that show. I wouldn't know either.
I love that show. I think it's a great show.
But I'm just saying, I don't think Odell Beckham had any idea who she was.
No, I don't think so either. All right, let's close on this one. Joey Bosa finally signed his contract. Have you seen this guy? I'm just guessing the delay was waiting for him to learn how to write his name.
He does have sort of a caveman appearance, certainly.
He does, right?
Yeah. He's hurt, too. He hurt his leg over the weekend or something.
Really?
You know he still gets paid, though.
Well.
It's all guaranteed.
Sign the contract.
Bosa.
Bosa D's nuts.
Oh, boy. Sorry. Couldn't help myself. Kostaki Economopoulos, September 15th to the 17th at the
Coming
Laughing
up,
Derby.
Part three?
No, we have to go.
No.
I was trying to get the plug in. September 15th through the 17th at the Laughing Derby in Louisville. Thanks, Kostaki.
Thanks so much, Kostaki.
Kostaki. No.
I appreciate the effort, Chick.
Okay. You're welcome. Our NFL correspondent, Kostaki Economopoulos. Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.